Dublin Fringe Festival is set to help bring live theatre back to the city next month, as its Pilot Light edition stages 107 performances at 23 venues in outdoor spaces and online. Fringe 2020 will feature performances at the Abbey Theatre, Project Arts Centre and Dríocht, which will be opening their doors for the first time since lockdown began in March. I'm joined now by Ruth McGowan, the festival director, to tell us more. I mean, that's some achievement, getting the venues open. And how did you do that?
Well, a lot of partnership, a lot of collaboration. So our venue partners said a lot of yeses when we really needed to hear them to get the festival up and running. And so we've been working towards this day, our day when we get to share our programme with everyone for a long couple of months. So it's exciting to be able to talk about it all.
So venues like the Abbey and Project, for example, how can you approach them to make them safe for audiences, given that they're closed?
Well, those venues have also been putting their plans in place about how to safely reopen. The arts industry has had a very tough year.
Indeed.
And everyone's really keen to find a way to adapt so that lots of the artists' ideas can meet an audience again and get us back to that sort of thrill of live performance in a safe way.
All right. Can you give us an idea, like what have the Abbey done, for example?
Sure. So across all of our venues, they won't look like they used to, so that you won't go in and be seeing, rows of empty seats. What we've tried to do is work with the venues to find a way to keep the performance energy, that the audience can see each other as well as the performers, and have that sensation that we're all missing of being in a room, having a shared experience with other people. So some venues are approaching it by doing cabaret style seating, where households can sit together but leaving lots of space between other patrons, whereas other venues that we have different approaches to having everyone sitting separately and in their own space.
So the festival is promising to keep her lit. So is that a kind of a midway between last year's festival and next year's, or is keeping it lit quite an ambitious programme?
I think it's an ambitious programme. We're calling this year's festival the Pilot Light Edition. So in the kind of innocent days of March, we were thinking, oh, Fringe will be like the party at the end. We're going to be able to, we'll be through the worst of it and we'll be able to kind of do the festival as usual. But when it became clear that that wasn't going to be possible, we asked, we did some consultations with artists. We asked them what they thought we should do. And overwhelmingly, they said, we want to make work. We want to make shows, and that parameters are actually a really useful part of a creative process, that they can open doors to kind of new avenues of thought, that they can present new perspectives. And so they presented us with some brilliant ideas. So we thought, we've got to find a way to do this. So yes, it is about keeping the pilot light on in terms of creativity, but also the festival itself.
And now we've talked about the conventional venues, but you're using some very large outdoor spaces. You've Dalymount Park and Dublin Castle. Dalymount Park is going to be the home of comedy.
That's right.
So, and we're used to dank little basements for comedy. Now they're going to the home of bohemians.
That's right. So we're doing a series of stand-up comedy gigs called Comedians in Bohemians, where we're building a stage in the stands so that the audience are seated in the stands. The historic pitch is the backdrop, and it gives some really brilliant, beloved comedians a chance to get back in the game and do some gigs again after a couple months off.
And then Dublin Castle, what's going to be there?
And so we're building an outdoor stage in Dublin Castle also, and we will have circus performance and cabaret performance in those spaces. And it's actually really iconic city centre spaces that not a lot of people spend time in. So it's lovely. It has that kind of secret feel as well when you're in there.
And then there's things people can, well, not go to, but things people can do without leaving their own home or perhaps their own garden. There's something called miniature meadows.
Yes. So for a lot of people, we understand that being in public spaces and certainly enclosed public spaces might still feel a ways off. And Fringe is for everyone. So we wanted to make sure we could reach audiences who were still staying at home or staying local. And so the artists have responded to that with one project that's called 1,000 Miniature Meadows, which comes to you through a letter in the post. And inside the letter, you'll get a set of instructions and a set of items that'll take you on a journey, on a walk in your neighbourhood. And over the course of that project, which is a planting project, 1,000 miniature wildflower meadows those will be planted in Ireland, which is a really beautiful project by Shanna May Breen and Luke Casserly are the artists.
Now, on to some of the shows. Malaprop is returning to Before You Say Anything.
Yes. So we're working together with the Abbey Theatre and we've commissioned Malaprop, who are a really brilliant, exciting Irish theatre company, to make a piece of work bespoke for the Chapel Royal in Dublin Castle called Before You Say Anything. And they're investigating the idea of the danger of safety and how everyone can be safe at the same time.
Right. And also Fishamble, other well-known names, is on the programme.
Yes. So in the Peacock, we have Mustard by Sunday's Child in association with Fishamble. And that show won a Fringe First in Edinburgh last year. And Sunday's Child are frequent collaborators of Dublin Fringe. So we're thrilled to have the Dublin premiere of Mustard.
And then there's Glitter Hole.
Yes, part of a project called Utopia or Bust, Manifestos for a New Era. We have commissioned three sets of peerless Irish artists, so collectives that are real trailblazers, to write manifestos for the world that they want to return to post-pandemic.
And will they be performed then, or are they written documents?
They're written documents and beautifully designed. So there's a chapter of our print brochure that has all of those manifestos, but they'll also be displayed in public space in Dublin and in Paris during the festival dates with our partner, the Centre Culturel Irlandais in Paris, and at Project Arts Centre in Temple Bar.
Well, it all sounds very exciting, and isn't it great to have the theatres open? That's the Dublin Fringe Festival from September the 5th to the 20th. Details on fringefest.com. And Ruth McGowan, thank you very much for talking to us. That's it for tonight's arena.